For in the midst of your bayat, the Shabbaton as we gather here in the mighty name, Yahshua HaMashiach, as the certain sound of the shofar, as we bow before you, the sound of the shofar, the sound of battle. That the sound your shofar preparation for the battle that is ahead of us. So we come before you in this quiet to be recharged by your Torah, that our love may be open up, Yah, and that every secret thing will be revealed. We may bow in your presence with obedience, that we may confess our sins and our egregious activities against your Torah. And so as we bow before you, with our hands cleansed and lifted unto Hashemayim, with our love open unto you, our Abba, by the cleansing power of the dam, the blood, Yahshua HaMashiach, we bow in your presence. We do need you, our Abba. We need your strength. We need the assurance of Yahshua, the Lamb. For what are we? In the midst of our exalted strength, we are weak. We are feeble, Yah. You are our Abba. You have brought us forth and placed our heads in your bosom. So we rest with the assurance of Yahshua, the head of the Bayat, the tabernacle, the congregation, to call out Kirushim of Almighty Yah. We submit to that authority with all obedience, with great pleasure and great delight. So help us, Yah. You said that you are a very present help in the day of trouble, the time when trouble seems as though it has seized the strength of a man's love. We need you today. We need your comforting. We need your word of assurance. We need your Ahava richly in us. So as we bow today, we are in need of your help. We cannot do it, Yah. As the old song of the Kedoshim would say, put it in Yahshua's hands. We put it all in the hands of our HaMashiach, Yahshua. For we trust you, Yah, that living witness, that a lively and lively Torah and truth that was granted unto us by the offering of our Messiah. So help us all today. Refresh us. Correct us. Reprove us. abased as ye are, yet in the midst of that, there is your exaltation, your lifting up, your mercies renewed afresh upon us all, Yahshua's mighty name. We pray for your liberty here today. For where your Ruah is, there's a liberty to worship you. We shall worship you, our Abba. We shall call upon you and Barak you, Torah, our Abba. Help us all. Those that are listening by the live stream, join with us so faithfully. We pray for them. Every need met. We do want to call out some of them. Yeah, we don't know everyone, but Brother Michael, Sister Michael, lay her foot. You're the healer, yeah. And touch your foot, I pray. Our young friend and brother Alex there, bless them, Yahweh, for their faithfulness and their continuous gifts to the work of the ministry that others may hear. We pray for their strength and assurance as we ask you to bless Pastor Person, Sister Mary. Look upon Brother Jerry and Sister Maria, our friend and our brother, Brother Paul Neeson. We want your mighty hand and the strength of your assurance to rest upon Brother Jerome James there in McKinney, Texas. Bless our brother, for his gifts have been tremendous, Yah. We ask you to strengthen him in his home and enrich him, his life, and the renewed vigor of the desire, revelation and knowledge of your Torah, Yah. Bless him, I pray. Our friends and our listeners, Brother David Morning, help him, for he needs your strength. The Boone family there in California, we pray for them. We ask you to strengthen Sister Hawkins, those that are gathering there in Jamaica, as they gather there together and listen to the pre-recorded broadcast. I do pray, that you will open up a door in a country like that, that the broadcast can go. And those that have radios, shortwave radios, they may be able to hear or to understand the profoundness of the time that we are in. So strengthen them. Brother Marta, his wife, his family there in Texas, and Brother Hinder and his family, and all of our friends here. Brother Charles there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Bless him, I pray. The brothers there in the prison house, Elder Beisel, Basil, and all of those there in Bennettsville, the Federal Correctional Institution. Our listeners and friends, those that visit the websites, I pray that their knowledge will be increased. And those that we may omit, Yah, let them know. It is nothing purposely, but bless them, I pray. Touch Sister Laura and her children today. Yahshua's mighty name, we bow before you. Because we need you, our Abba, we need your strength. For our sins have been many. We do berate you for the dam, the blood of HaMashiach, the cleansing power to purge us of all of our iniquitous ways that prevent us from walking in the power and strength of your Torah. Bless all the gatherings of the true seed, Israel, in this time zone and others, and those that have passed the Shabbat, and those that are entering into the Shabbats. We pray for their strength. As the Babu, Elamatan, Pastor Adji there and God and the precious daughters and the sons of Israel there with him. Bless them all, I pray, Yah. And help us, I pray, in Yahshua's mighty name. May your strength rest mightily upon us all. Your healing power in this house. As you move mightily upon the little ones, Sister Jayla and Omega. For we trust you, Yah. We have no other one to trust but the mighty hand of our Abba, and that hand is Yahshua the Lamb, for He is the right hand of our Abba. So let the aura of this service be one of praises and shouting of Torah unto our Abba. We shall exalt your name and lift it above the heights of Hashemayim for the bountiful blessings that you have showered down in the lives of Israel. For we have no need of anything. We need the life and the power of Yahshua to be alive and real in us all. And we pray in that name, Yahshua the Lamb, the HaMashiach for Israel. We barak you, our Abba. We told you, our Abba. And the house of the faithful cried, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Come on. Come on, lift your hands.
Hallelujah.
Come on, lift your hands unto Yah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, and bless Yah for Yahshua. Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and bless Him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For it's by the excellence of your truth, our Abba, we are able to come into your presence by the veil that has been removed through Yahshua the Lamb. So as we enter into the courtroom beyond the veil of our iniquitous ways, we come before you this Shabbaton to barak you, to make known even unto us the power of your authority, which has made us all free from the darkness of sin and from the captivity and the bondage of the powers of this world that be. So we do pray, Yahshua's mighty name, that every land will be liberated today to worship you, to hear you. Anoint our eyes with eyesight, that we may see the time that we are in and the urgency of our faithful obedience unto you. For time draws near, and the time of HaMashiach's return is imminent, and it is at hand. May your shalom rest upon us all as we walk and the fullness of your authority, as long as we are in Yahshua, it shall be granted unto us. So we barak you, the Shabbat. We exalt you, our Abba, Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, Yivaracha. Ikad, for my Yah is one. May His shalom rest upon you. Yah bless you all. You may be seated. What things that are important to us, it is not necessarily important unto Yahweh. And everything that we deem as being vitally important, it is unimportant unto Him. For the establishment of His authority, His kingdom rule, and the power of His HaMashiach is going to be made known in this wilderness unto Israel. And they were not the only one in the wilderness, but He dealt with a people that He had elected, and He was going to make known the power of His kingdom rule, and the power of whom He literally is. Now, what has happened, brothers and sisters, in this hour? As I said to the brothers on last night, this power that bewitches, it alters the mind away from the Torah of Almighty Yah. And it caused the mind to be given unto sensualities or things that are based upon the carnal rejection of Almighty Yahweh. And in our own natural concepts, you will reject him daily. You will turn away from his Torah. You will not rely upon his truth. Yeshua HaMashiach, he established the power of truth. For it is the power of Yah to liberate his people and to bring them under the full authority of his governmentship, that we may walk in the light, the comfort, the confidence of the brightness and the power of Yeshua the Lamb. For he knew who his Abba was. And we must know who our Abba is. And what has taken place as is this subtlety of hell. It has drawn us away by the alluring of our flesh, because our mind, or we mind after things that are sensual. We do not delight in the things of the Ruah or the things of the Spirit. Because in that, when we began to do that, you began to see a dismantling, a destroying of the natural physical personality. And all you will see in one another is the power of Yah HaMashiach and the honor of that power in every last one of us. That's all you will see. And what has transpired is the spirit of prostitution. It is one of whoredom. As the brothers brought us a great festivity on last week. Words of plentifulness, bread from the bread basket of Hashemayam to feed us with plenty. They only had one loaf of bread. And that bread was the living bread, Yeshua HaMashiach. You must understand that the very people that ate that bread, the manna in the wilderness, they died, as we heard. And this is a generation will not eat the living bread. And those that remained and that were alive, there was a spirit that came in the midst of the camp and drew them and allured them through the deception and darkness of their own carnal minds. And that is what draws us. It is the carnal manipulation of the mind of man. We do not want the straightforward Torah of Yah. We want to alter that and delete those things that we sense are personal against us. What Yah speaks to us, if Yah be for us, then the whole world can be against Israel. And what He speaks is for Israel. Everything that He says to us, it is for our gain, for our enrichment, for our growth, our strength, our maturity, that we should not walk as juveniles, that we should not walk as weaklings and immature, that we should abound in the power of the strength of Yah, because His mercies, His kind tenderness is renewed unto us all the day long. Yet even though they sense that, they experienced that, they were drawn. They were drawn. Now, have you been drawn on this week by this vile spirit that draws a man and bewitches him, whereby he is hypnotized? That the power of truth does not liberate him, that he walks in the corruptions of Almighty Yahweh. So have you walked in Yah's corrections? Have you allowed His Ruah to penetrate the depths of that veneer of flesh that has been hardened by sin, rebelliousness, and every kind of corruption? Or have you allowed Him to break you and mold you? For He is the potter. And I certainly want to be the clay. I want to be in the potter's hands, because only He can mold and make the house of Israel. I'm looking for the treasure city that is not built by builders of carnal corruption, but the builder and maker is my Abba. And every specificity there is from His own original plan. I want to be in His hands. Because in my hands, or your hands, we are destined to ruins. We bring ourselves down to a putrid pile of vomit. We have done a magnificent job in that area, have we not? Elder Wyman showed us how that even this great manifestation of Hoshemiah, as it was poured out in the midst of the camp of Israel, they still reverted back to their old carnal ways and their sinful ways. That there was something that seduced them to turn away. And it is the same battle that Israel is in today. Until we allow the perfect work of the word of Yah to work in our life, the Torah, the power of His truth, we will always be, we will always fall and fail the expectation of Almighty Yah. That is why Yahshua HaMashiach came in the living power of this Torah to give us every necessary tool that is necessary to do all things to please our Abba. That our desire will be to please Him. But everything we'll do will be to exalt Him and to lift Him up. But there is a spirit of corruption that is in the house of Israel. And the reason it is so, because we are a people that will not cleanse ourselves from our own filthiness. And it must be gone in your own life. You must cleanse yourself from the filthiness of your flesh. And your own ruah, the spirit that brings that sinful nature alive in you, and began to walk in the maturity of the Kodesh of Almighty Yah, that your mind is set apart for Mizraim. Your heart is set apart for Mizraim, because you are Havayah. You are Havah His Torah, His direction, His instructions. There's a great Ahava in you for those things. So have we on this past few days allowed the corruption of this carnality to supersede the bread that was broken among us and given unto us, that we may eat and be full? You could have eaten until you had wanted no more. Just feed me with the living truth here. Until I say that is enough. And because it never fills you up, bloats you, you can eat 24, 7, 60 out of 1 minute, and 60 out of 1 hour. You can eat this bread all the day long. And you will not become anemic. You will not become feeble and weak. But you will be fortified in the strength of Almighty Yahweh. And there will be a dynamics or a power to you that you can resist every power of hell. You can cast down every imagination and every stronghold that exalts itself against the power of Almighty Yahweh. You will stand in the assurance of HaMashiach, because you know your Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we truly have the Ahava, the pure purpose of Yah in us? Is it genuine? Or is it some fictitious false desire that is based upon your own greed, your covetousness, your own lasciviousness, your concupiscence, this filthy lust, filthy greed and gluttony that is not based upon Torah? All the actions of our flesh, they're not based upon Torah. It is the breath that is in us that gives us life. To walk in the power of Torah will cause the corruption of the flesh to be brought to shame, to be exposed. That there will be no willingness to continue to operate in that lawless, defiant way that your flesh has driven you and brought in every kind of corrupting whereby there is no pleasure in pleasing our Abba. Now when that happens, you know that there's a seed of Ichabod. The Ruah of Yah dwells here no more. So as The children of Israel ate the manna, the bread, so did we. And yet, as they began to dialogue or speak to the natural carnal minds, they began to segregate themselves from the power of Torah. And once they did that, then this corrupt spirit entered in. It is called the spirit of whoredom. It is an unfaithfulness unto Yah. Are you truly faithful unto Yah? Do you love the instructions of Hava, the instructions of Yah? Is there a pulsating desire that your heart beats with great fervor? It burns with energy to walk in the disciplines of Almighty Yah. Or do you have disdain for them? Is it something that has fell by the wayside? Is it something that is formalistic and ritualistic, that has no value at all to you? Or is it real? Is the power of that living bread, is it real? Was it based upon some little imagination, little thought concept that has been birthed from a rot-gutting belly of darkness and sin, wickedness that defies the standards of Yah? Without any thought of any kind of reward or recompense for that, it is reprehensible unto us to think that we are going to sin willfully and that Yah is just going to allow us not to reap the seeds that we have sown. Don't be deceived. Whatever we sow, we shall also reap it. It's coming back. And as we were taught, exalted, reproved, and rebuked, so was Israel by Yah. They ate one of the most profound feelings in their lives, for it did come from Hashemayim. It was the bread, the manna. You understand this religious whore today, they ask the same thing. Who is he? When they hear this Messiah, this HaMashiach, they ask, who is he? I don't know him that way. He did not come the way I expected him. He is not dressed in the garb that I want him to be dressed in. And the reason why, because there was an alluring power in the midst of that camp. So it is among Israel today. It was the seductive power of whoredom by the means of a whorish woman. And this religious slut today, this religious Jezebel, this prostituting whore, is what she is. By the means of a whorish woman, men are brought down to a piece of bread, less than a piece of bread. You cannot even dine or eat from the things of Eliab because of the spirit that God shall let down. There's no fortified strength to stand against the powers of hell. And so these Jezebels, this Jezebel spirit seduces and draw them away from their faithfulness unto HaMashiach. For he is our head, man. For he is our head, man. For Yahshua is your head, man. And so there has been an unfaithfulness. He said, if you love me, do what I say. If you love me, keep the mitzvah. Because the words that I speak to you, they're not mine. They are the ones that sent me. And because of this seductive Jezebel, known as religion, and she has had her strength, her purpose in what we call Christendom, she has found a place to settle, and her wings have been spread abroad throughout every nation of the world. She has bewitched many and brought them under the umbrella of that seductive whoredom, whereby the strength of men in the midst of those places, they are shallow, effeminate, and they are weak. And the tenets of that Jezebel, even though wherever they go, it's hard to relinquish. They cannot abandon her seductive power. I don't care where they go, they still lay hold on to her seductiveness. That is the thing that brought devastation upon Israel. Even after they ate the bread. Even after they were filled. They became unfaithful because of their iniquitous ways unto Yah. They began to despise His Torah. They began to reject His truth. And He rained down the fire and death in the midst. I'm here to warn you, Yah has not changed. He is going to do the same thing in this hour. For the Jezebel and her identity has risen to a monumental state. Her authority is pervasive throughout the world. Her dictates, her edicts are given unto every kind of government upon the face of the earth. I don't care what kind of government, what kind of theology is predicated there. For her wings are spread across the breadth and the depth of this earth. And Yahweh says, you have risen, Jezebel, but you're going to be brought down. She has a deceptive power, and more so in this hour, in these last days, than she has ever possessed. And we saw what began to manifest in the house of Israel. They began to go estranged from Yah. They began to search their gods, and gods that were uniformity to their own pagan desires. Well, we have never done that like lies we have. We have gone after God, the God of fortune and many, the God of prosperity. And that is the spirit of these whorehouses today. It is God and many, the gods of fortune and prosperity. And they teach the tenets of their God. I teach to you the tenets of my Abba, Yahweh. Well, Pastor Robert, you have deceived us in the past. Never have I deceived you. I may have spoken ignorantly without the knowledge of the power of truth. But it was not a lie that I knew what was Sudika, and I knew what was appropriate before Yah, and I held the amid of Yah back by the unrighteous law that was working in this damnable flesh. Never. Never. If every man forsakes me, I will never hold back the Torah, the imat of Yah, in this vile unrighteous flesh. Never will I do that. Never have this preacher deceived you. He may have led you ignorantly. That is why when the Ruah of Yah empowers a man's lev, he's enlightened. And then he began to draw from the things that are written there. Not from the things that have been placed there by traditional men that make void the word of Yah. Yisrael, the true house, the word is written, the Torah, the Mitzvah. He has done a new thing in his house. He has renewed this covenant of Yisrael. So he warns us. He brings down through the chronicle of time these leaders, these Shulishiams and Nabis, men of great strength and great power, men that have actually had a visible presence before Mighty Yahweh, men that have stood at the altar of our Abba and the Melechim of Yah with fires of coal from the altar of Yah, have placed the burning fire of the word down in their belly parts, that they speak without any trepidation, fear, respect of any kind of man of mankind. Deliver unto us the oracles of Almighty Yahweh. That breaks the shackles, that brings us His liberation, and causes His assurance to be revived. Hallelujah. And Yahshua, that great witness and testimony of truth, for He is the Yahshua, the deliverer of Yahweh. He come to deliver Israel from every bondage, from every iniquitous power that causes us to walk Torahlessness without Torah instruction. And now we can walk in the light, for Yahshua is the light of Yah. You cannot see Yah unless you see Him. Unless you see that light. You cannot see Yah unless you see the living word. You cannot see Yah. You cannot understand Yahweh unless you know the power of the living word. You can never. And that is where this Jezebel, she has construed the mind of men and allured them through her trinkets and her favorite spirit, you can go in the Jezebel houses and be one of the most prolific drug dealer there is. As you give a $10,000 offering and there is a favor shown to you. Now because you have the Ruah of Yah, and that's what this Jezebel has done. She has gone into nations and she has ruled them by this deception of bewitching, and it alters the mind to obey the truth. What has hypnotized you that you literally see the truth, the mitzvah of Yah? For my name is mighty and great, and you deny that. Don't you know that you are bewitched, my friend? You are foolish. You have not the Ruah of Yah in you. You have the spirit of this Jezebel. And by that spirit, a man is brought down. He's reduced to less than a piece of bread. Hallelujah. HaMashiach said that this bread, my body, it is meat. Indeed. You can bake on that. You eat this bread, you will know you're eating the real meat. Hallelujah. Even they that ate the matter, they said, the taste of it is like nothing else. Like this coriander seed, a little honey, a little this ma, it is. Because you cannot take of this body and eat it. And not since the revitalization, the rejuvenation, the strength that comes forth from eating this bread. We have eaten off the table of vomit and puke. And that's why we are anemic and weakly and sickly. We must eat this truth. I want to read something in Gilead, Revelation chapter 17. This Jezebel, scripture identifies her as a great whore. It gives us the characteristics of her deceptions. Gilead 17:1, Revelation 17:1. And as Yokohan was there in the place that Yah ordained, and as the power of the Ruah raised him up to the height to look beyond his segregation, his separation, in a place whereby his physical needs were not met, he could look beyond that. And because he was brought to that degree, then Yah could speak to a love that was sincere and perfect. And he said, I want you to see the things that shall come upon who? This Jezebel, this whore, this spirit that has corrupted the world. And she has her origination, her originality. Now I understand, let me say this before I go farther. I understand where the spirit of whoredom came from. And if you search scripture in Bereshit, you will see that when Tamar, when Yehuda, when he promised her after and Onan had died, and he did not give her the latter son. He did not. You see, that's what this enemy has done. He has promised you many things, and yet he never fulfills it. And because he did not give her unto her, she left, that she arrayed herself like a harlot. And she went out because Yehuda, him and his vile brothers, because they were weak and they were trivial, because they were jealous of Yosef, and they saw the power of Yah upon him, he went a way that was estranged from Yah. And so he found himself and his lust began to rush in his love. And she sat there with her head covered, her eyes covered and all. And he lay with her. You know the story. And he said, this harlotry has been committed in the house of Israel. And he knew the only way to eradicate it is that she must be burned. Yah asked his anger, is it going to burn or is it going to be chilly? It's going to burn. The fire of his anger is going to burn from the depths of hell. We better get real and quit procrastinating. It's in the book. Now you can try to massage it. That is apote for me. It doesn't mean a nigger's worth of rats. You know what I want to say, all right? Doesn't mean nothing. You understand that? Period. He said, it's going to burn. Like the fire is going to rage. He said, no more will I destroy them.
the water. So it will cause a rage of my anger, my wrath to burn, that there shall be no remembrance of their foulness, their wickedness. It's going to burn. And so even the metaphor of her burning, the sin, the deception, and because of that, then we have seen the deception in Yehuda, in Ahuda, Yisrael, and it burns like a fever. And we have allowed, because of this strangeness, separation from Yah, we have picked up tenets from every kind of religious aspect there is. And we have incorporated that in our house of worship of gods. And they went after strange gods. Even gods of their avats did not even know. And there are spirits that you are being controlled by. Don't tell me my grandmother was controlled by that. Don't tell me that her father was controlled by that spirit. Well, we live in a new time. Don't tell me that these spirits, they were alive then. The things that they were doing under the first dispensation of time, before the antediluvian, before the flood came, those men lived for 600, 700, 800 years. And they were brilliant men. And they genetically designed things and tried to alter. Shaitan has always tried that. Did he not alter the mind of Eve? When they defied Adam, did it not bring them down to a mutated state, like a beastly thing? And we saw that in Nebuchadnezzar, that Yah calls him to be driven because he rejected his word. He wandered like a beast. We are wandering like beasts today because we have become unfaithful. Spirit of whoredom and Jezebelism. And no one wants to attack that. Well, I'm telling you, I'm here to attack it. Hallelujah. And have no fear of what man can do, or you either, my sister, a woman, none whatsoever. And so when that spirit was brought into Israel, we saw this diversity of God worship, Lord worship, Baal, Gad. We saw the worship of Molech, the children given on to the fire. Well, I would never do that. They're doing that today. They're giving their children unto this damnable sound out here today. It is creating this mentality that is so mutated. They're twisted as hell. They're children of hell. They're vile. They're reprehensible. They're evil. They're sadistic. They're unclean. The practice of Shaitan has not changed. If I have time, I want to read this article whereby it says that women, scientists, the prospect of female conception, don't need a man. The stem cell research, it is devious and it is evil. It is not of Yah. The practice of pharmaceutical, it is not of Yah. And so they're saying that we're going to take the stem cells, and they've already proven a scientist. And the only thing she can have is a daughter. They defy the Torah of Yah. This is a vile world. And you give yourself over unto the servitude of this world, you're evil. You are a lawless Jezebel, birthed by your father, Shaitan. He's full of lies. Do not love truth, neither do you. Will not abide in the truth, neither will you. And so the only thing that they are worried about now is the ethical morals whereby they can get by the governments of the world, that they will allow that and the legality of it, that it will not infringe upon this vile, damnable Jezebel, this whore, America, Babylon, Shina, who she is. It will not infringe upon these dogs like the Jerry Falwells, the dogs like the Pat Robertson, the homo perverts like the T.D. Jakes, and the carousing, adulterous dogs as 99.9% of them are. Hallelujah. And so they're worried about the ethical attitude of those that are taking the stem cells are producing the seed or everything but the Y chromosome that produce the masculinity and the power of nature. And that's man. Jotah knows that Yah's going to use man. And these dogs tell you, you don't need a man, you're a lion Jezebel. If they tell you the value of man is so important, they're lion dogs. That is why the Jezebel spirit caused women to rebel against their husband, man. Yah's the head of Hamashi, Hamashi is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. And it caused these ill-reputed whores to rebel and to do a defiant layer. There's only one right. It's the way of Torah. We have a right to walk in Torah, to abide in it, to obey it, and to do Torah. Not some damnable rights that have been constituted by a pack of perverts, liars, thieves, and slave owners, and dogs birthed from hell. For the life of Yah's birth in Yahshua. And our lives are constituted in Him. Nothing else. It is the constitution that is pervasive throughout the whole world. I don't care where a man lives. And the Buddhists are the darkness of Africa. The rights are still the same. And the northern hemisphere of Europe, the rights are still the same. In Torah, rights, what we have. He says here in Gilgana 17:1, and there came one of the seven Melechim, which had the seven vials, and he talked with me, saying, he says to Yokohanda, he says, I want you to come and follow me, and I will show you the Mishpah, the judgment of this great Gadol, and that doesn't mean greatness, this Gadol, in the Aramaic. It means one that is arrogant and haughty. One that uplifts herself against the standards of Yah and denies the Hamashiach of Almighty Yahweh. He says, I'm going to show you this Gadol, this great, this arrogant, beastly thing. This whore that has risen up out of the earth. Her strength and her power is of arrogance that it defies Yah. Say, the name means nothing. You're a lying dog. Well, the Shabbat, the Sunday is a you lying child of hell. You see, I would deceive you if I know these things and will not tell you. Then that means I'm holding the Torah of Yah in an unrighteous laugh. But because I know the simplicity of Scripture, I don't look for some grander of Scripture, because everything about Scripture is grand and great. It is not Gadol, but it's great. He said, I want to show you this arrogant whore. She is so arrogant, the mitzvah of Yah, she says, to hell with it. We will revive it. We will rewrite it. We will give him our name. We will give him a Latin name, a Greek name, Jesus. And we'll reduce that to Jesus. We will deny his name. We call him Lord and God. In terminology that has no meaning. Whereby man do not even know the originality or the etymology truly of it. And yet this is what they associate with the mighty creator. If anything, call him the Most High. And do not use his name so sparingly among the wicked. Guard it with great carefulness. That's what you do. You honor it. Oh, I believe you should do that. Hallelujah. I believe that. I don't believe that I cast the pearls of this beauty before a swine nation. America is a nation of swines and dogs and fleshly corruption. That's what it is. And I do not capitulate in one word that I utter. Not one thing at all. I will not capitulate. Hallelujah. And never would I let a Jezebel tell me, or this Jezebel spirit speak to me. He says, I want to show you the judgment of this great Gadol, this whore, this Zanah. She's a Zanah. She is one that is unfaithful. She cannot be faithful. Even the tenants of these whorehouses today, the Anglicans of North America are different than the Anglicans of Europe. They allow homosexuals and faggots. These are perverts. These are arrogant, beastly dogs. And say that this is the time that we're in, the time of Yah. 1 second, 10 billion years ago, before man was ever placed on the earth, it was still 1 second.
If y'all measured it in that measurement of time, it is still 1 second. The time of y'all has not changed. It is just a scheme of hell and darkness. It has begun to regroup. It has begun to organize itself in a more complete way. Why? Because the carpet of Hashemayim is being pulled back, and there are powers that are coming upon the earth. Powers that are filling the minds of your sons and your daughters because their minds are not guarded with the truth. You parents, why would you say your children are whoring? To prostitute them. Well, I would never do that with you. Don't teach them the Torah way of Yah. You teach them to prostitute themselves and sell themselves like dogs. You get them over the television and lies and in trivial pursuit. I'm going to follow HaMashiach. You follow me as long as I follow this word. I turn another way, you start following me, all right? Hallelujah. And I will always come from the book. Well, you just got that full of it. I just print the scriptures out so I can see them a little better. That's all. Hallelujah. You don't need no notes. For it's written here. The notes are written here. Don't need no script. For the book is the script. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and this Jezebel, this whore that sits, this Zonah, she sits upon many water. Or she's the governor of many people. That's what this water metaphorically represents. It represents the people of the world and the nations of the world. There's only one spirit, one Jezebel that has gone forth to dominate the entire world in this religious format, to call them to worship or to some unrealistic, superficial faith, what they call it. It is the faith of God and many, but it is not the Emunah of Yah. The Emunah of Yah is the strength and our ability to believe in the living power of His written word. I know faith is the substance of things hoped for. Do you not hope to see HaMashiach? And ever there's the things not seen. You can't see Him, can you? Not in the physical sense, but you know that He's real. He's alive. And the power of Yah's kingdom resides in Him. Not in some damn flesh, David Roberts, but in HaMashiach. Oh, the kingdom power is in here. Because I have the witness of Yahshua. And I won't let this whore rob me of that. He came in His Abba's name. He came in the strength of His Abba. He did not come in the power of some Zeus deity. Or some Latin deity. Or some Greek deity. He came in the power of His Abba. And He came in His name. And Yahweh, He kept Israel in His name. Hallelujah. Do we not see the manifestation of matter last week? We were told that HaMashiach, even the metaphor or the power of HaMashiach was there. You understand that He could have did it then if they had received that, as we were told. He could have made him alive. He could have brought him forth. Hallelujah. But Yah, His time is the most valuable thing to Him. Because there's no folly and no frivolity in His time. He doesn't play. So He said, I want to show you this whore who sits on the many waters, who governs the world, who governs with arrogance, who destroy governments, who tear down the governments that Yah has established. Did Yah establish a government in even Adam? He put it in Adam, didn't He? And then that ruah of that was birthed in Eve, wasn't it? Did not Shaitan destroy the power of that kingdom rule of the government of Yah? Yes, he did. He caused them to defy Yah. He caused them to be unfaithful to Yah. They didn't delight in the presence of the coolness of the eve when Yah will come down and speak to man. My Yah, we could have that today. That He literally comes down and speak to us. What has hindered us? What has hindered us? I want to show us that in Scripture, all right? You all bear with me, all right? Because I got Scripture I want to read. And I want to base it upon the precepts of Scripture. I want to base it upon the line. He says, so this whore, this arrogant beast, this Jezebel, this whore, this vile, stinking, the B word, sits upon the authority of the waters, or the rule of the world. And everywhere you go today, this nation tries to dictate by this, what we call this Christianity spirit upon every nation. And she's more corrupt than any nation. She's greedy. She's a covetous whore. She can't have enough. She's never full. Her belly's never satisfied. She eats, she burps, she rises up, she gurgitates that, and she devours others. That's why she's devouring your children. She's destroying them. Don't give your children over unto her ways, her teachings, her institutions.
The institution is based upon Torah truth. When your sons and daughters' minds are shaped by that, there's nothing that will overcome them. Hallelujah. So this unfaithful Jezebel unto Yah, she's very treacherous. And she's deceitful. When one is unfaithful to Yah, you become very treacherous. And you become very deceitful. You'll do anything. And you will deal that way. You will deal treacherously. You will not deal with honesty. You will deal faithlessness. You will deal like a dog. I watch the dogs when they go after each other for the last piece of bread. They are treacherous. I've seen Dusty, I've seen Shaka draw blood from one another. They sink those teeth in them and the blood will flow. Hallelujah. I don't want the crumbs at the dog's table. I want the living bread on the table of Yah. And that bread is HaMashiach. The second verse says, with whom the Meleshim, or the kings of the earth, have committed the spiritual violation. Is not every king established by Yah? Is not the lap of the king in the heart of Yah? And so what the kings have done, even though they're ignorant, they have committed this egregious act of a perversion, whereby they have denied the standards, even though they did not understand the power of Torah, but yet there was a Torah of Sadiqa there. And so they have committed fornication, they have committed lewd acts with them, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk. And the people of the earth, we that dwell here, we've been made drunk by this religious whore. She has caused you to be drunken and to fall. You are inebriated. There's no strength in your loins. You fall down at the sign of this whore. When she speaks to you, you become intimidated. You are afraid. She has caused the whole earth to become drunken with the wine of her greed, because they're given over unto her idolatry and her idolatry worship. The whole world is drunk today. It is given over unto lasciviousness and concupiscence. And these are spirits of lust that cannot be controlled. When one is given over unto this licentious spirit, they cannot control their lust and their greed. And so men today, they serve their idols, their gods, their trinkets, their cars, their homes, and they labor all their lives for something that fades away. Has no value, no eternal value at all. Period. And so that's what she has caused the nations of the world. The spirit of this Jezebel from this nation. And these purveyors of filth and lies. These pimps, these liars, these seducers. They go to every part of the world. And they spread this lie, this fornicating spirit. And it enters the hearts of the people and the leaders. They take that forward. There's not hardly any leader in any country that if Jerry Falwell went, they would not want to meet with him. A Pat Robertson. A T.D. Jakes. A Benny Hinn. They want to meet with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now if I went there, they would not want to meet with me. But I can tell them how to get the country right. How to get the order of the country right. You think you can't tell them that, you arrogant preacher? No. I know the Torah way. And if a man walks in that way, then his country, his family, his nation, his people will walk in a newness of life. And they will have sufficient and more than enough. As Deacon Horn reminded of, just willing. They had more than they needed because they were willing. I believe that. I'll take a host of the brothers and we'll go there and preach. That's what we will do. On the national radios or whatever, and the national televisions. Hallelujah. They've been made drunk with their fornication. They've been given over unto these idols. They've been drawn away in their own idolatry. They've been given over unto self-service and self-greed and self-lust. Self-pontification. That they exalt themselves with an arrogant spirit to think that they are the spiritual power of Yah and they have nothing. This is a drunk nation. It's a nation that is inebriated. It's a nation that is reeling to and fro. And cannot see. It doesn't know. The spirit that seduced Israel, it is in the midst of Israel today. Now listen to this. I want you to turn to Eo because I want to move kind of expeditiously. I need to cover all the scripture in order for you to understand the logistics of this message today. This is the wisdom of Job. It is literally the wisdom of Yah. Job 12:19. As Job speaks in the power of Yah's wisdom to make known the very power of his Abba. He says this. He says, I want you to know who Yah is. Now it says that who leads? Job 12:19. It says what? What does that say? He what? Is the Ruah here to lead us? So he leads who? Zah's princess. Away. Spoil. And he overthrow the mighty. Yahweh does that. He brings them down. And so this carbon copy tried to emulate Yah. Shaitan has based his spiritual power in this nation. Now, she is the new whore. If you go to the corner where whores are gathered, when men go by and they see a new one there, she's younger, she's more She's more virile. Her skin looks more tender. She has more effervescence. Her voluptuousness is a little different than the one been there for years. So they look at that and say, that's the one. And the older ones get a little offended at that. Don't say the hypocrites like this on me. Hallelujah. She's a little more voluptuous. And so this whore's a new whore. She's a new girl on the block. She's a new daughter. She's a new one that has been raised up. So Yah leads the princess away, spoil. He overthrows the mighty. Now this is Yah. Job said, he removes away the speech of the trusty. And takes away the benign, the understanding of the age. He pours contempt, despising upon princess, the czar, the leaders, the rulers. You tell me, Yah does that? He pours out contempt that he despised them. He despised Mr. Bush. He despised Mr. Putin. He despised Mr. Muammar Gaddafi. He despised Fidel Castro. He despised them. Every one of them. And he weakens the strength of the mighty. America is mighty. Her strength has been weakened. Not being, forgive me, it is already weakened. He weakens the strength of the mighty. He discovers deep things out of darkness. And brings out to light the shadows of death. Now that is profound. Yea, do I walk through the shadows of death. David said, I will fear no evil. And Yahweh, he brings out the darkness, the shadows of death. He brings it to light. That's what Yahshua did. You understand that Yahshua is a light that when he shines on death, that has no power. Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your teshua? Where is that? For it is all swallowed up by the power of the living word, Yahshua. So he brings out the light, the shadows of death. You tell me that's light in the shadow of death? And Yah brings that out. He increased, not man, but Yah increased nations. Yahweh increased the nations and destroyed them too. He increased them. He destroys them. Yes, sir, I understand the wicked is the sword of Yah. America is wicked. Do you hear me? That's what Scripture says. It is the wicked that is his sword that he's going to use against the wicked people. He enlarged the nations and he straightened them out again. He takes away the lamb, the heart of the chief or the rulers, the leaders of the people of the Olam. And he caused them to wander in a wilderness where there is a great way, where there is no way. We were instructed even in the wilderness, Yah brought them that way because of their own fears. There was no way in the wilderness. There was a straight shot to where they needed to go. A 70-day journey, they would have been there. It was a straight path. Is Yahshua the straight path to Yah? Yeah. Is he the way of life? Is he the light of Yah? Yeah. He caused them to go into the wilderness where there is no way. That's why they wandered all those years in the wilderness. That's why they wandered. Because there is no way in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Even when HaMashiach went to the wilderness to fast 40 days and 40 nights, he is the way.
And that's why Satan came to him. You understand? To tempt him. That's the way in the wilderness. The way is in Hamashiach, for he is a pathway of Almighty Yahweh. Where a man is in the wilderness, his mind is desolate. It's removed from the Torah power of Yah. He cannot comprehend, nor does he know the ways of Yah. So he began to rely upon superficial religious ways that steal and draw from certain tenets of Yah. And he used them that he think to his advantage. It's to his death and his destruction. That's what it does. We're going to be judged by every word. Every word that we speak, and we're going to be judged by the word of Yah. Hallelujah. We're going to be judged that way. He says, now this is profound here. I want you to hear this, because there's something I want to show to you, because this Jezebel has made the nations of the world drunk. Has she not? She has made them inebriated. They don't know, they have no balance at all. There's no balance at all. There's no balance in homes today. There's no balance with wives and husbands. There's no balance between the children and the daddy, the mom and the children. Come on. You can sit here with hypocrisy all you want to. But it is the truth. It is the truth. You can sit here all superficial, yourself, indignant, unrighteous ways. But it's still the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said they grope in the darkness. And we're groping today without Yahshua, without the light. You grope in the darkness without Yahshua, and he makes them to stagger like a sicor, a drunken man. He makes them to stagger. He makes them to stagger. They stagger. They grope. They look to try to find the light and cannot find it. They do it in their pious religious way because this whore has stroked their back and soothed them. And there is no light to be found. Because Yahshua is not in the midst. You reject the name of the Abba. You reject his power to Yahshak you. It's a different thing when a man is ignorant. But when you know the way of the truth and you hear the way of the truth and you reject that, then you transgressing the Torah. You defy the Torah. I don't care if your wicked sons, your Jezebel daughters, your whoremongery sons and daughters, they may use the name in your presence for expedient. That doesn't mean a nicker's worth of rats shysting. They turn their love away from Yah, from Torah, from the discipline of Yah. And this is an every second discipline. Doesn't take much for you to become full of stench, does it? I bathed this morning, already sensed the impurities falling out of the body. Hallelujah. You sat here in this house, haven't you? Now what has caused your wicked mind? What thoughts that are so vile and blatant against Torah? What wickedness has spring forth out of you? Hallelujah. Your word might as well say, bless him, yeah. But if you bless me not, that's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said to those brothers yesterday, and of course, I don't play around. It is something that they like. Even though they're ignorant, they like it. Elder Basil said, I've been all these years, and I've never seen this amount of people come out to service. I said, they're going to come. They're going to come because they watch us when we come there. And they see something that is different from the rest of them. They watch the studiousness of the walk. Sure they do. Oh, they watch me, believe me. They all stand out there and they just look. They watch. And so they're going to come just for curiosity. Hallelujah. That's the truth. What do you think you are? I'm a child of Yah. I'm a son. What are you? Who do you think you are? I worship Yah and Ru'an and Iman. And I make my boast in Hamashiach. I'm a son. And I will not allow anyone to rip me apart from that. Not a sort of hypocrisy. I know. Because I know my Abba. I know his name. And I know the Son came in that name. And no other name. He said that they grew up in darkness without light. And he makes them to stagger. Yah makes them, now not man. Yah makes them to stagger. Shikor. Make them to stumble like drunken men. Now he calls this drunkenness, this false illusion, to swell among men today. And they don't know which way to turn. They don't know how to turn on the issue of homosexuality, whether you should marry them. They don't know which way to turn. They grope in darkness. Whether a woman can marry another woman is damnable. It's a vile thing. That spirit is pervasive today. The Jezebel daughters of harlotry and whore, because parents, when you sell them over unto harlotry, you're going to produce just that, a whore. That's what you're going to produce. You're going to produce a whore. Period. And a whore is one, a naha is one that turn against you. They despise Torah. And because you, parent, you have not loved Torah, you have not walked in Torah, and man, you have been weak and effeminate, you have not had the character of Yah, you're afraid to lay down the Torah life in your home, you're afraid to establish the Torah power of Yah in Yahshua, then your house have gone to hell in a handbasket. You try to find remedy or solace in some other form. I'm telling you, man, you got to go back to the old way. When the death midlock passed through the house that was smitten, or the doorpost, and the lintel, the mantle, was smitten with the blood, then the death midlock passed by. And because your doorpost, mama, you've been full of hell, you've been full of Jezebelism and rebellionism and lies, and you're procuring it back on your own damnable home. Don't take a word back. You offend me. Wonderful. How much do you think you've offended him? Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of man or woman in the sense that you can go boom, boom, boom. That means nothing. Period. Well, you don't think Noah can knock you down? Sure. Come on. Young man like brother, he's strong as a bull. Hard as a rock. I want to keep him on my side. Hallelujah. Young man like Dick, come on. Well, brother Dolph, is he wiry, muscular, strong? You see, when a man begins to grow old, his strength evades him. I'm not a fool. I'm a wise man. So what do? I take advantage of the strength, the youthfulness, the fervor, the power. Hallelujah. That's what I do, brothers and sisters. So I'm not afraid of man to that degree. I'm not afraid of the attitudes, whether people like me. I'm not afraid of that. That doesn't bother me. Not one bit. I am very serious. I do not lose one ounce of sleep. I do not ponder it upon my bed and wonder, what can I do to make Sister Roberts like me? Or what can I say to Sister Laquila to make her love me? Or how can I deal with Deacon Benny to make him think? As a man thinketh, so is he. I don't have a problem with that. For I know who I am. I know my purpose in life. You understand. And I will fulfill that. Even on the deathbed I will. He said that they have become so drunken. Eob said that they have groped in the darkness because there's no light of Yahshua in these whorehouses. That's why you see the spirit of whoredom there. The women dress like beastly dogs. Every dog out there is naked. In the sense you can see the anatomy. It should not be with the people of Yah. You young girls, you're not going to show your titties and tighten yourself up because you think your hips are fine. You're insecure, honey. Hallelujah. I know who I am and what I am, and I'm not insecure. When I walk into a place, they're going to feel insecure because they know they're dealing with a character and a magnitude of an individual that they wonders. Hallelujah. That's the way it should be. Are we the butthole? Are we the butthole of the head? Now say it that way. I'm not the butthole, I'm the head. Hallelujah. You don't even want to eat that off the bull. You butcher him. The oxtail. You don't want that. But you eat the hip and the butt too. Hallelujah. Isaiah says in Isaiah 19:14. This is the spirit. Now you must understand, this spirit was a part of Mizraim, and it is induced today in this nation. Deacon Billy reminded us, Yah has brought us out of Mizraim, but yet the spirit of Mizraim is still in us. What a truth that should cause us to try our love and to judge us. Yeshaya 19:14, it says this. Now this is the Abba that we serve. It says, who does this now? Is it Yahweh or is it Pharaoh? Does it say Yah? Yahweh has what? Mingled. He has incorporated a pure Ruah spirit. A what? You know what is perverse? Something that is vile. And it has a stench in the nostril of Yah. What goes on in these whorehouses of irreputism? I'm talking about the Anglicans, the Black Baptists, the White Baptists, the Mexican Baptists, and every kind of Baptist been baptized in that whore. They've been baptized in the rejection of the name of Yah. Yahshua knew what he said. You go and teach all nations. And you let them know, baptize them in the name. You must know the name of the Abai is in order to have the name. He said you baptize them in the name of Yahweh. And let them have no doubt that this Yahshua is the power. And by the power and the instructions of the Ruah. And so they deny that. Apostate apostolics deny the Abba and say they have Yahshua. If you deny the Abba, you have not the Son. And if you deny the Son, you don't even know the Abba. You are full of lies and you're full of your own wretched hellishness. He said, and Yah, listen, brothers and sisters, that and Yah has mingled a perverse Ruah in the midst thereof and have caused Mizraim to err. In some work, in what? In every work thereof. Yahweh is precise, isn't he? You notice how Elder Wyman, how when he spoke to us the word and the characterization of words, how he so eloquently brought the significance of the words that we tend to omit. He did not say, he say, and every work thereof, they have erred in every work. We have erred in the Torah. We have error in the life of HaMashiach, whom he is, the power of HaMashiach. He said they have error in every work, as drunken men stagger in what? In your own puke. And that's what they're staggering in. It's a man puking it up. He is so inebriated, he can't walk, he staggers, he pukes it up, and he falls in his own puke, and it's all over him. And there's a stench and a vileness that goes out of Israel. It's so filthy. You have puked it up because you say, yeah, I don't want that. Bleah. Don't say that to me, preacher. Bleah. And the drunkenness of this world has caused you to become so inebriated. I will show you what it caused your drunkenness. Elder Martin quotes it all the time to me. He reminds me all the time. And so they are staggered like drunk men in their own rituals, their own traditions, the Baptist way, the apostolic, the Pentecostal, the black way, the white way, the Mexican way, the Yartim way, every way but the way of Yah. There's a way that seemed right unto man. But the end thereof is the way of death. It is a separation from Yah. I hope I'm making sense. It separates us from Yah. There's no Ahava. Do you have your Hava in your life? So there's no Hava for you. He calls them to stagger Mizraim in your own vomit, in your own puke. Your stench is your own puke. What do you think you're smelling? As Granny would say, just smell your upper lip. You will find out it's you. Hallelujah. The stench you think is coming from someone else, you just smell yourself. Something smells bad. Sister Robert says to me the other day, something smells bad in your office.